It is 22 minutes before 4 o'clock here on The Shift. I'm Patty Handysides on this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, have you, we talk a lot about electric vehicles here, and of course, not just building them and building the batteries and everything else going on, but what about buying them? Have you thought about buying an electric vehicle, but maybe you just don't know where to start? Well, the Canadian Automobile Association has launched a new interactive buyer's guide to help us look up which EVs might be best, and of course, all the other information needed to own an EV. So you feel like maybe you're a little more informed if you're doing this kind of thing out there. Well, it's good to know about it. Teresa DeFelice is the Assistant Vice President of Government and Community Relations and joins us with some details on this guide. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Patty.
You know, I think this is just the absolutely perfect thing that a lot of people really have been wanting, but they don't even know they need it, to have something like this, because there's so much information out there, and yet it's still so confusing because the technology is just growing by leaps and bounds in this, right? So a lot of people are still relying on information they knew 10 years ago about electric vehicles. So this is fantastic. Tell me about the buyer's guide.
Yeah, thank you. At CAA, we've really been trying to help support sort of people's awareness and knowledge, because you're right, so many of our perceptions have been formed by things when this technology was first being talked about and sort of coming back, right? It was making a reappearance from many, many decades ago. And the EV Buyer's Guide is sort of a one-stop shop to sort of say, here's some relevant information, to help you understand sort of the ecosystem of buying an EV. But the other thing that's happened is, most manufacturers, if not all, have either released or plan to release EV models, over the next couple of years. And, we have mandates coming into Canada about the amount of vehicles that the government wants to see on the market and sort of being driven in Ontario. And so this gives you some options to put in what your particular needs are and to see, A, what's there right now, or, provide some alternate options to you so that you can assess whether and when buying an EV is right for you.
So let's give an example of what kind of things are in this guide, really, that I'd be looking up. I might have questions about the battery, the charging, how long it takes, how long it lasts, and what I need at my house for this.
Yeah, it has all of that. It has sort of what to know about charging and sort of a network of charging. But I think in terms of the actual vehicle models, and we've worked to sort of get all that data sort of put into the system, it's almost like I'll equate it a bit to a choose-your-own-adventure. You kind of put in, what's your budget? What type of vehicle are you looking for, a passenger vehicle, or, how far you typically drive, and then some of those extra trips that you might take, like a road trip, so that it provides you with what's on the market today and available to meet your current driving habits.
Okay. Now, I obviously there's a lot of EVs out there, and there's, then there's even some companies that only make electric vehicles. And are they all kind of represented in this guide?
Yes. So we have access to most recent, and we will continuously update it as the information becomes available. In terms of what models are currently on the market right now. And then sort of if there's no specific electric vehicle that meets your current requirements, whether that be pricing or distance you typically drive, it'll suggest some other things like hybrids. So, maybe you do need something that's gets you slowly into the EV market, but, you do have some reliance on gas because you have long trips, and currently, there are some technology advancements that were still waiting to be made, like the range that you can drive. Although, again, people seem to think that you can only drive like 100 kilometers, and there are models in the market that you can drive 500 and 600 kilometers, as well as, just sort of what your needs are in terms of the type of vehicle, whether it's a truck or a car.
What do you think most people want to know, like would turn to this guide for if they don't have an electric vehicle? What do you think most people want to know right off the bat?
I think, there is some demystification that needs to happen, but you know, what is it with these batteries? Like, what does it mean to own an EV? So, you know, people sort of know that, oh, it costs more. Well, there are some upfront costs, but charging is relatively, you know, cheap to charge in your home. They want to understand, like, you know, is the technology going to last? Like, how, you know, these batteries, how are they going to sort of, when are they going to need to be changing their vehicle? Lots of myth busting. You know, there's a lot of people who just, again, have some perceptions of when they first came out where range really typically was quite small versus what it is today. And sort of then how to find out, you know, what you need to do for your home or how to, where in your regular routes that you normally drive, where you can get a charge. There are lots of free charging places. There are places where you might have to pay a small fee in order to charge your vehicle. But, you know, all of this is sort of encompassed in this this new website that we've launched.
And of course, as I'd said, you know, the technology changes so quickly. How do you keep on top of this for your buyer's guide?
Yeah, so, you know, we work with an automotive consultant who works with all the manufacturers to make sure that the information is uploaded to the system and current and available. And so, you know, that's what they do, right? They're always up to date on what's happening in the automotive world and what models are coming out and what the specifications and safety ratings and things like that are. So that's all encompassed into what happens behind the wheels of the website and in terms of making sure the information is current.
And is it really, you know, are people really getting more and more interested? Are we seeing a real big uptick in that in people who are looking at EVs?
Yes, actually, in a recent survey that we did as well, you know, 7 in 10 Canadians are thinking about making their next vehicle purchase an electric vehicle. You know, some of this is obviously spurred by the high price of gas, and some of this is, you know, lifestyle choice, right? They're wanting to make some environmental changes or they're recognizing some environmental concerns and what can they do and they're part of it. I mean, transportation alone makes up a quarter of sort of the emissions into the environment. So everyone's got different reasons behind whether they want to save some money because, you know, the price of gas is so high or whether, you know, they feel like they want to be more environmental but still need and rely on a vehicle. You know, people are looking at EVs and making that their next vehicle choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, where can people find out more about this buyer's guide? Where can they find it?
Yes. So if you go to our national website, which is caa.ca, and it's /EV Buyer's Guide. And you'll be able to find, or you can search on that website, EV Buyer's Guide, and that'll help you connect to the information that you're looking for.
This is fantastic. I can't even say enough how great this is because we talk about them so much. We talk about electric vehicles quite often here on this show. And, you know, a lot of people are calling in or texting in with some misinformation or old, dated information. And, you know, but it's hard to really figure out where to get the best information. So this is like everything's all in one. This is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that, you know, we've been sort of supporting the transition to, you know, different modes of transportation, but alternative transportation options in terms of the vehicles themselves and working with both government and manufacturers and other organizations that sort of take a look at it. You know, if this is the future direction, what do people need to know? Obviously, we're a membership organization, but our public education and outreach work really is designed to be for everybody and accessible to everybody. And so, you know, what we've been serving over the last number of years is basically showing there is a key interest in people understanding the benefits and how, you know, if they want to make this change, how to integrate it into their life. So we, you know, it's also a lot of fun to just play around with and see the different models and get the information on the different vehicles. Your needs today might change from 2 years from now when you're ready to buy it, but this website will help you figure that out.
Absolutely. Off the top of your head, do you know what the average charge is lasting these days with these vehicles or what the best one is?
You know, it really depends. Yeah, it really depends on, you know, there's the hybrids, there's, you know, the different models, and some of them are based on price points. You know, I think people also have to realize that you don't have to pay for things like oil changes when you drive a purely electric vehicle, right? So think about how many oil changes you do in a year and what that costs you. So, you know, there is, you know, right now I would say the majority of vehicles on the market, and it has grown in Canada in particular over the last few years, from 5% to just over 7%, almost 8% of Canadians are driving electric vehicles. But I would say, you know, Tesla seems to be the most predominant model on the road. But like I said, all of the manufacturers have models out and are continuously planning to release more and more electric vehicles as part of their options to their consumers.
Wow, great stuff. Well, I'm looking forward to kind of thumbing through this guide myself. I have a hybrid myself, but since I have had it since last fall, I love it, and I would go all electric on my next vehicle with no problem at all. I've just fallen in love with it. It's fantastic. So this is great to be able to take a look through and know ahead of time, long before you go shopping, get all the information you can and find out which one's best.
For sure. It's exciting times, and you know, new technology can be a little bit scary, but this is actually not that new anymore. And so, you know, we encourage people to learn more about it and see whether electric vehicles is an option for them, and when that, you know, when and where they need to figure that out. We've got the resources to help them do that.
That's great. Teresa, thanks so much for this.
My pleasure.
That's Teresa DeFelice, Assistant Vice President of Government and Community Relations with CAA. Fantastic. They have a new guide out for electric vehicles. And if you want to find it, you can go online to caa.ca and look for the EV Buyer's Guide. Everything you want to know about buying an electric vehicle, what you need at home, where you can charge it, and maybe just what is the one that suits you best. I'd like to know from you if you're getting more interested in electric vehicles or if you have one. Maybe you're one of the people who've had one early on. I know Dan Jemis, realtor Dan Jemis, he's been a tech guy even before he was in real estate. He was just like heavily into everything new in tech. And he was one of the first people I know to own an electric vehicle or an electric car so many years ago. Maybe you're in that realm too. Maybe you were early off the gate. You had one early on or just recently. I'd like to hear from you. How are you liking it? Or would you buy one? Or why don't you want one?